Listening well in Jewish-Christian ministry conversations. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we are learning how to listen well in Jewish-Christian ministry conversations. Judaism is not simply another religion Christians study from a distance. Christianity is historically rooted in the story of Israel. Jesus was Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. The Old Testament scriptures are Israel's scriptures, received by Christians as part of the one biblical story fulfilled in Christ. That means Jewish-Christian conversations require special humility. A Christian leader should not treat Judaism as if it were merely Christianity without Jesus. That is careless and disrespectful. Judaism has its own long history, practices, communities, interpretations, suffering, hopes, and covenant identity. In ministry settings, Jewish-Christian conversations may arise during weddings, funerals, hospital visits, hospice care, coaching conversations, interfaith family discussions, campus ministry, or pastoral care. A Christian leader may serve an interfaith couple, a grieving Jewish family member, a seeker with Jewish heritage, or someone who has experienced pain from Christians. Listening well begins with honoring the person. Ask, do not assume. A person may be religiously observant, culturally Jewish, secular Jewish, spiritually curious, intermarried, disconnected from synagogue life, deeply committed to Torah, or carrying family memories of persecution. Jewish identity can include faith, family, ethnicity, peoplehood, history, culture, covenant, memory, and community. A wise question might be, when you say your Jewish background is important to you, what part of that is most meaningful? Or, would you like me to understand this more as family heritage, religious practice, covenant identity, or something else? That kind of question protects dignity. It also prevents shallow assumptions. Christian leaders must also be sensitive to history. Jewish people have often experienced hostility, caricature, forced conversion, exclusion, and violence in lands where Christians held cultural power. This painful history should make Christian witness more humble, not less clear. Clarity still matters. Christians believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the fulfillment of the promises, and the Savior of the world. But this confession should never be delivered with contempt, pressure, or ignorance. A faithful Christian leader listens with gratitude for the Hebrew Scriptures, respect for Jewish identity, awareness of painful history, and confidence in Christ. In Jewish-Christian conversations, do not rush, do not perform superiority, do not use shared Scripture as a weapon. Listen carefully. Ask permission. Honor the person as an image bearer. Speak of Jesus with humility, courage, and love.